It's the Long Coat Mafia Podcast.
Hello, everyone. I am the Reverend Godfather. Welcome to the Long Coat Mafia Podcast. And welcome to another installment of the Chocolate Fest Poetry episodes. After this one, we will have two more left in the series. In this episode, we have Zach Cabanis and Sydney first up. They were Teen Poetry Slam, I won't say winners, but either way, they're first up, followed by Julie Rivett and Chris Good, both of which are musicians. So I'll let both Earl and Dan Ramirez introduce them, and I'll see you after everything's said and done.
Bear with me for a second. I had an incredible experience last night at the Charlestown Library. They held a teen poetry slam, and I was honored to be one of the judges and one of the poets that spoke, but there were some teenagers. It was for teenagers, this poetry slam. And just an amazing group of talent, young people. And there's two of them here with us today. Let's give them a hand clap offering. It takes a lot for an adult to get up in front of people and be vulnerable and be transparent. And for these young people to do it, for Isaac to do it earlier, he's my hero. So we're going to turn these guys loose. Who's first? First out the gate. All right. Who's first? You want to go first? Come on. Just push. What's your name? You introduce yourself? Zach.
My name is Zach Cabanis, and I'm going to perform a poem that I wrote for the Earth Day Poetry Slam last night. It's a little bit liberal, so, you know, if you don't agree with it, whatever. Don't agree with it. People are rooted in tradition, like a tree rooted in soil that yields no nutrients, yet is so dry that it is turned to stone, and the only way to save it is to irrigate acid rain through lead pipes and distill a water that will not wilt the leaves and rot the branches by filtering it through the remains of their great-granddaddy's lynching tree and the dead ashes of the Confederate flag. They say, don't be gay, because God didn't make Adam that way. And in my hometown, if you were caught gay, you would return home with your bones anything but straight. Once they're finished with their spiel about the way things used to be, it makes me wonder. Did these people really get cured of the curse of their homosexuality? Or did they put a mask on to hide from traditional irrationality? How many young innocent boys chose to wear rancid clothing throughout the school day because the teasing for their appalling scent was far more desirable than the teasing for their sexuality in the locker room after gym class? And Syrian is the new black because a loving father's faith in nationality determines whether he is a terrorist or a rapist. We get mad when people say that whitey is racist. Isn't it nice to feel like number one? Isn't it nice to pretend that our atmosphere isn't burning like a cigarette because of your old family tractor trailer running at 3 miles per gallon? You don't need it. You don't even have a garden to till. To spill your oil in the water and reminisce while the world burns because you will always be too busy living in the past to change the future. Thank you.
I don't know how to work this.
catch you.
Can I turn it a little bit? Sure. Got it. Yep. I'm good. Okay. Hi, my name is Sydney, and I am going to perform a piece by Prince Iya, and it's called I Am Not Black, You Are Not White, and it deals with racial problems in our society and labels. I am not Mexican. I mean, that's what the world calls me, but it's not me. I didn't come out of my mother's womb saying, hey everybody, I'm Mexican. No, I was taught to be Mexican, and you were taught to call me that, along with whatever the world tells you to call yourself. It's just a label. See, from birth, the world force feeds us these labels, and eventually we all swallow them. We digest and accept the labels, never doubting them, but there's one problem. Labels are not you, and labels are not me. Labels are just labels. But who we truly are is not skin deep. See, when I drive my car, no one would confuse the car for me. Well, when I drive my body, why do you confuse me for my body? Well, it's not me. It's my body. Get it? Not me. Let me break it down. See, our bodies are just cars that we operate and drive around, and the dealership we call society decided to label mine the Mexican edition, or yours the Irish, Black, or White edition. And with no money down, 0% APR, and no test drive, we are forced to own these cars for the rest of our lives. Forgive me, but I fail to see the logic or reason in defining myself or judging another by the cars that we drive, because who we are is truly found inside. Listen, I'm not here to tell you how science has concluded that genetically we're all mixed and race in the human species doesn't exist, or how every historian knows that race was invented in the 15th century to divide people from each other, and it has worked perfectly. No, I'm not here to lecture you. I just want to ask one question. Who would you be if the world never gave you a label, never gave you a box to check? Would you be white, black, Mexican, Asian, Native American, Middle Eastern, Indian? No. We would be one. We would be together, no longer living in the era of common human beings, black people or white people. These labels that will forever blind us from seeing a person for who they are, but instead seeing them through the judgmental, prejudicial, artificial filters of who we think they are. And when you let an artificial label define yourself, then, my friend, you have chosen smallest over greatness and minimized yourself, confined and divided yourself from others, and it is an undeniable fact that when there is division, there will be conflict, and conflict starts wars. Therefore, every war has started over labels. It's always us versus them. So the answer to war, racism, sexism, and every other ism is so simple that every politician has missed it. It's the labels. We must rip them off. Isn't it so funny how no baby is born racist, yet every baby cries when they hear the cries of another, no matter gender, culture, or color, proving that deep down we are meant to connect and care for each other? That is our mission, and that's not my opinion. That is the truth in a world that has sold us fiction. Please listen. Labels only distort our vision, which is why half of those listening to this will dismiss it or feel resistance and conflicted. But remember, so did the caterpillar before it broke through its shell and became the magnificent butterfly. Well, these labels are our shell, and we must do the same thing so that we can finally spread our wings. Human beings were not meant to be slapped with labels like groceries at supermarkets. DNA cannot be regulated by the FDA. We are meant to be free and remove them all and stop living and thinking so small. We will be free to set ourselves and see each other for who we are, who we truly are. I am not Mexican. I have another piece that I wrote myself, and I'm going to perform it also, if that's okay. It's called Goodbye. It's another spoken word poetry. I wrote it for a student teacher that we had at our school. I grew really close to her, and she just recently left, and she asked me to write her something, so I wrote her this poem on goodbye. Sorry, my stuff is all blowing around. Saying goodbye is always the hardest word when you know it's the last. Your brain will play memories made, and your heart will long for those you will never get to have. Though it's not rainy days and forgotten memories from here, your memory will light up with a spark here and there, a radiant smile or a charming laugh. These images may help you swim through the muddy and darkened mess that you call your mind, and on your darkest days, they will be your light. But oh, it's not that simple, is it? How can you let go of someone that you never got a full hold on? Someone who is an intriguing puzzle that you never get to fully put together? Because when there were days where you felt like slipping through the cracks, just a simple smile or a simple laugh could pull you back. But you know, oh yes, you know, that you are mere dust passing by among many other specks, just a face in the crowd to this person that you mean so much to, and that they mean so much to you. And for you, it's like cutting off a limb, but for them, it's just a simple step away. Goodbye. And that word will shatter your bones and crush your lungs, because maybe they mean more to you than a lot of people ever have, and maybe they understand your pain or your suffering or your humor or how hard it is to keep yourself afloat among these demons in these ocean that you live in. But no, you cannot hold on, because life snatches the things we love before we grow to depend on them, and we all must say goodbye. But maybe saying goodbye isn't sorrowful after all. Maybe it's not like a wave crashing over you and the person you care for, trying to bury your memories so far under the ground that not even Lucifer himself can dig them up. He won't even try. Because goodbye is just a word in the end, 7 letters, 2 syllables, 1 breath away. But what if we can say goodbye without it actually being goodbye? We hold the person in our minds and in our hearts. We'll get an image of a radiant smile and rosy cheeks, but don't be sad. Let the light fill your body and smile. Smile because that's what they'd want you to do. Say goodbye because that's what they'd want you to say. Because goodbye is just a word. It's not a monster. Repeat, breathe, 7 letters, 2 syllables, 1 breath. Goodbye.
That was really good stuff. You guys give me a little good feeling for the future there. So
we're
going to
have Julie Griffith. No, he's not in. So we're going to have Julie, then Jocelyn, then myself.
Does Julie need to set up or anything?
Yeah, we're going to take a little break and rest.
We're going to take a little intermission while our musician gets ready. Our next performer is Miss Julie Rivet. She's going to be doing a little music with us today. I want to thank everyone for coming out today and helping to celebrate the downtown Martinsburg community. Our next performers are Miss Julie Rivet and Mr. Chris Good. Thanks everyone for coming out. Enjoy.
A few covers for you today, and a few of them will be our own. This first one is a Cowboy Junkies cover called Mining for Gold.
We are miners, hard rock miners. To the shaft house we must go. Hold your bottles on our shoulders. We are marching to the slow. On the line, boys, on the line. Drill your holes and stand in line till the shift boss comes to tell you you must drill her out on time. Can't you feel the rock dust in your lungs? It'll cut down a miner when he is still young. 2 years and the silicosis takes hold, and I feel like I'm dying from mining for gold. Yes, I feel like I'm dying from mining for gold.
Chris is going to tell a story.
Yeah, I will.
This next one Chris wrote.
nations to the nations go. It shouldn't be this way at all. Now, live and learn what's none of their concern.
This last one is a Joan Osborne cover. I can't think of the name of it.
Pensacola.
Hey, 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 trailer in the sand. The man from the picture, Kristen Yellow in my hand, Kristen Yellow in my hand. He was squinting.
anymore. Hey, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey. Yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey. He's got the gospel on the radio and the gospel on TV. He's got all of the transcripts to 1963. To 1963. He said, I sold my blood for money. There wasn't any pain, but I just can't stand the feeling that it's in someone. It says, hey, yeah, 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 hey.
I think there's going to be some more poetry and some possible book.
Well, yeah. Hey, everybody, one more? Yeah. Ah, that was good. You want one more? Everyone wants one more. That was good. You guys were fantastic.
Down. I know. know it all now. The legal lies and wasted lies. Still we'd go anyhow. The sodder city nights. To the county line. How long been holding my tongue, and all of my life it holds me down. Black skies forever in my mind. See you come around, it holds me down.
Truly a pleasure, you guys. That was fantastic. Wonderful. One more time, everyone. Chris Good and Julie Rivett.
Hi, welcome back. Again, it's the Reverend Godfather here, and you just heard Teen Poetry Slam guests Zach Cabanis and Sydney, plus musicians Julie Rivett and Chris Good. If you liked what you heard and on this episode or any other previous episodes, you can email us at longcoatmafia@gmail.com. We do read your emails on air and respond. Plus, we do have Instagram and Twitter accounts if you wish to contact us that way, both of which are Longcoat Mafia. Plus, we do have a Facebook page. It is the Longcoat Mafia Podcast. Just give us a search on Facebook as that. Plus, you could find all our past episodes, not only on iTunes, but Google Play Music and Stitcher Radio. Plus, the full archive is at our website, which is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. So, again, please contact us. Tell us you like us. Rate us on Google Play Music and iTunes. So, again, thank you, and stay tuned for further episodes. Bye-bye.
It's shocking, humiliating, and it's unacceptable.
Oh, come on, it's a classic. The only show in the world that gets better the more it's rerun.
Do I get a choice?
No! No!
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Okay, people, move along. There's nothing to see here.